Hi, how are you doing? RESDWG Random Thoughts. Well, a lot of my equipment is packed away. Like I said, it's gonna be a long process. I'm looking to move, get into my own home. So most everything is packed away. So I have to use my webcam to do the show right now. So you'll have to bear with me for at least another 6 to 8 months, maybe. Who knows? But today I'm going to talk about breaking up. Wow. Breaking up. You know, breaking up in the past used to be a lot more difficult for me. And the reason was the folks, you know, the ladies that I was with or my best friends back then, they actually loved me like I loved them. But when you break up with someone who you find out in time that they didn't love you like you loved them, and it's tough. It's not really as tough as it used to be, because if you break up with someone and they love you like you love them, oh, it takes months and months to recover. You know, you cry at nights and you miss them and you think about them all the time and stuff like that. But if they didn't love you like you love them, yeah, maybe a few nights you'll cry, but when you think about it, you'll say you're better off, because you need to give your love to someone who actually loves you. Why give your love to a friend that doesn't love you, or a girlfriend that doesn't really love you and want to be with you? It doesn't make any sense. You have to be stronger than that, and you can't let people take advantage of you. That's what I've learned a long time ago. Well, I haven't learned, because I've still ended up doing it, but you never let the girlfriend, or never let someone who's your best friend or close friend, know that you love them more than they love you. Because if you let them know that you love them more than they love you, you're just asking for a lot of heartache. Because what's going to happen, it's human nature. They're going to take advantage of it, and they're going to have the upper hand. They're going to have the power. Don't do it. Let them say it first, or say it together when you actually feel it. Because if you tell someone I love you, you're my best friend, and they don't feel the same way, that's a big matzo ball hanging out there. You don't want that. You really don't want that. It's not a good thing, basically. It's not. So take that advice, if any. Do not let your girlfriend or your best friend or close friend, you know that you love them and care for them much more than they love and care for you. Now, sometimes male, they don't want to tell another male that they love them. They feel kind of gay or whatever, but it's nothing to do with feeling gay or anything. I mean, there's so many different types of love. You're not telling them you love them in a sexual way, but what if your friend think that you love them in a sexual way? You think it would be a good idea for them to sit down and talk to you and say, listen, dude, I know you said you love me, but I don't go that way. I don't love you in a sexual way. Then you could clear the air and say, listen, dude, don't be a homo. I wasn't saying I love you in a sexual way. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be clear about these things, and you can't really. I mean, that's why personally I prefer dogs. I really do. To humans. I know it sounds kind of, I don't know how it sounds, but I prefer dogs to humans. I mean, it is definitely true when they say a dog is a man's best friend. And once I move and get into my own home, you know, pray for me that I get this home. The first thing that I'm going to get is a brand spanking new puppy. I haven't decided what breed yet. I'm not going to go with a Rottweiler again, because that'll remind me of Zeus. But I'm going to get me a puppy. Dogs are, they will stay by your side until you die, and they're completely loyal all the time. If I get a girlfriend, she may love me today, hate me tomorrow. I get a best friend, a close friend, they may love me, or you thought they loved you, but they never really did. They just cared for you. So that's just the way our humans are. I'm kind of sick of the human race, actually. I know it sounds kind of sick, but I'm so sick and tired of opening up yourself, and all you get is just heartache, hurt. So I'm gonna look to better myself. I'm not gonna hold myself down. I'm gonna better myself, move on up and outward, try to become a homeowner and be much more mature than I was when I was a kid about it. You know, take care of what I gotta take care of. And for me, when I break up, even if it's a bad breakup, I mean, I won't, you know, my feelings are still there, basically. It depends on what the breakup was like. If I broke up with someone because I loved them and they didn't love me, they just cared for me, and I wanted more out of the relationship than they wanted, well then, that relationship, it's open to future, you know, to being started over in the future, because that wasn't really, it's not considered a bad breakup, it's just you love them and they just cared for you, you know. They didn't want to include you in their everyday life, basically, and, you know, talk about their problems and share their life with you. They just, you know, if I needed their help, they would be there for me, that type of deal. Where on the other hand, I thought that we were like tight, you know, we'd go to basketball games, football games and stuff like that. But that's the way how things are. That's the way how things are. So take that advice from me, if any, ladies, gentlemen, man, mouse, babies, whatever. You have to know, you know, basically, if you don't really know someone, don't open up all of your heart and soul to them, because the end result is you're gonna hurt a whole lot of hurt. So I mean, wake up, you know, see it for what it is, and if someone shows the sign and they keep telling you, you don't know me, you know, when you ask them when is a good time to talk to me on the phone, they don't get back to you, you know, simple stuff like that. When they tell you that, like, they're busy with their friends and family to be reading your letters or whatever, when you hear these type of signs, you have to know that, you know, ring the alarm that it's not exactly what you thought it would be. So don't cry and hold your head down about it. There's millions and millions of people on the planet, you know. Unfortunately for me, my, you know, they're in the West Coast and I'm in the East Coast. So yeah, the good thing for me to do would be probably move to the West Coast. I mean, there's nothing holding me to the East Coast, really, when you think about it. It's just a big move. I mean, I wouldn't know how to go about doing anything. I wouldn't know where to start, stuff like that. Even though I have a few ideas in my mind, but yeah, breakup is sucks. It sucks. Even when you break up with someone that was your best friend, you know, it feels just like you broke up with a female. It hurts just as bad. You know, it hurts just as bad. All you just want to do is just lay down. You know, you're depressed. Your energy level is just gone. And it's not fair, because most likely they're not feeling the same thing that you are, because to them, they, even though I consider them my best friend, they didn't consider themselves my best friend. And so it hurts a whole lot. Even thinking about it, my eyes are starting to tear up, actually. So I don't want to cry on the camera here. So you guys could start saying, why must I cry? Why must I cry? Why must I cry? Why must I cry? Tell me why.